Welcome to the Jubilee Plus podcast.
Today, as part of our Tis Mercy All podcast series, church planter Emily Williams considers the call to ever-increasing dependence on God.
Hi, my name's Emily, and today I want us to look at the mercy of dependency. My very wise mother-in-law once said to me, "Isn't it interesting that from the minute that children are born, we are trying to push them to be independent, to sit up by themselves, to feed themselves, to walk and talk, and eventually get a job and leave home? Everything we do as parents is geared towards helping them need us less, helping them be independent." And God's described often as a father. But there's one really big difference in the way that God parents me and the way I parent my children. God isn't pushing us to independence. From the beginning of time, our Father God has been crying out for us to depend on him, like Adam did in the garden, for us to depend on him for food and clothing like they did in Eden, for us to depend on him for rescue like the Israelites did coming out of slavery in Egypt, for us to walk with him, to know him closely. Again and again throughout the Bible, we see God rebuke his people, sometimes harshly, sometimes gently, for going their own way, for letting the fleshly side that says my rule and my way get the better of them. But there's something in the way God parents, in his need for us to depend on him, that is so full of mercy. See, when I'm out on my own, when I believe I need to provide for myself, I need to work, I need to earn, I will eventually get exhausted and I get isolated. In God's mercy, he made us a people that in our very DNA were created to need others, to need help from others, to need the company of others. God said from the beginning, it was not good for man to be alone. We were made to depend on him, to allow him to meet our every need according to his riches, to allow him to be our comforter and our provider and our protector. Recently, as a family, we came into a bit of a sticky situation. We were having some building work done on our house, and at one point our builder came to me very sheepishly and told me that we'd run out of money. At this point, we didn't have windows or doors or a roof. We literally just had a pile of bricks, and somehow my entire inheritance had been blown and he wasn't sure how we were going to finish. In the same week, I also found out at work that I was potentially facing redundancy. And it's at times like this where our independence comes crashing down. Financial trial, sickness, loss. That we become so aware of our dependency. So aware that we're not in control, that we don't have enough, that we can't do it on our own. And it can lead to despair. It can lead to depression and defeat. Or it can lead us to lean on the mercy of God, to become the dependence that we were created to be, to allow the Father to father us. In God's mercy, he's made us to depend on him, because it's only in that place of full surrender to him and his will and his way that we really get life to the full, that we really get the life that we were intended and created to live. Maybe there's things you need to do to deliberately position yourself for dependency. Maybe you've become too self-reliant and you need to repent of that self-reliance and come back to him. Let God be in control, because it really is the safest place that we can be.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode in our Tis Mercy All series. Don't forget to subscribe or leave a review. And if you'd like to find out more about the work of Jubilee Plus, visit jubilee-plus.org or follow the link in our show notes. Underneath the shelter.